Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome to the Burnout Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this is the media production element behind MassCom 484 Media Foundry. Robert Milazzo challenged us to work on our own productions during this semester. These productions include Eric Wilson's narrative Within, Amina Dawson's documentary Star, and Ash Sigdell's narrative Burnout. This podcast will take a deep dive into the production of Burnout by sitting down with different people who worked on the project. This series will be a 6-episode series, each focused on a different position involved for the Burnout production. For this episode, we're sitting down with another Burnout crew member, Lily. She has been the producer for this production and has been maintaining the schedule and making sure we are on track for the production. Lily is set to graduate this December with her degree in media production. With her time at VCU, Lily worked on 410 Productions Growing Through the Motions as a producer. Ash praised her work on it and wanted her to be a producer for the Burnout production. Throughout production, Lily has been a really helpful member of the team for gear, locations, and more. In this episode, we talk about production, her inspirations, and more. Today, I'm sitting down with the Burnout producer, Lily.
Hello, I'm Lily.
So where are you from?
It's kind of hard to describe because I've moved around a lot. I was born in Chesapeake, and then I moved to Winston-Salem. I moved to the Outer Banks, then I moved to Florida, and now I'm back here in Nashland, Virginia.
Nice. All over the place. That's pretty cool. I've been mainly just in Fredericksburg or Virginia for most of my life. So what was your position on the Burnout production, and why don't you go into your roles a bit?
I was the producer in the Burnout film. That means that I was scheduling, kind of trying to get everything together to make things happen, just getting props, organizing everyone to make the day of happen.
That's pretty cool. And when you look at your time on this production, did you have any inspirations that you took into it, whether it's towards your role or just in general, stuff you've been really inspired by in the past semester?
I wouldn't say filmmakers or anything as far as inspiration, to be quite honest. I think more of an attitude. Mm-hmm. I think that I always try to keep a nice demeanor, positive calmness, which is inspired by my lovely mother.
Yeah, that calmness is really good to have, especially during this class and production. It was very challenging at times. And when you look at working on Burnout, it was a really long production process. And just to get to where we are right now, even, do you have a favorite part looking back at it?
I think some of our planning days in class were really fun. And definitely our shoot days were really fun. The office days were very enjoyable.
Yeah, I think some of the shoot days were probably my favorite part because it was really cool seeing it all come together. But at the same time, it would also be very tiring. I remember we were at the garden shoot for 9 hours, something like that. So it's like a job and everything for sure. But yeah, those are some good times to look back at. And when you think of this production, what would you say your biggest challenge is personally?
Navigating communication definitely has been a challenge, as well as leadership and kind of balancing those two. Learning how to be an effective leader and communicator has been a challenge. I'm not used to being in a formal leadership role, and when challenges come up, there is a difference between typical communication and effective communication, especially in a formal leadership role, and knowing that the team is kind of dissatisfied with something and needing that issue to be relayed to someone, and having to do so effectively without disrupting the mood or energy of the team is a challenge, but it needs to be done. It also needs to be done with grace and like kindness. So that's kind of been difficult, but it's been a good challenge to kind of take on and learn how to navigate.
Yeah, I think you've been a great producer for this production. You've always just like kept things on a straight line and just kept them chugging along the way, because it's been very challenging for a lot of us. I've never worked on a short film or anything, so just to me, like, I remember reading the script, I was like, wow, this is kind of intimidating, but you've definitely helped it like come along the way. And when you look at the shooting locations that we covered throughout production, do you think that affects the way these scenes came out? And do you see how, like, you as a producer have helped benefit those scenes, but also for, like, general production?
I don't think that it's, like, necessarily because of me or anything. I think that it is kind of a result of the script in a way. And like you said, like, not challenges, but things that we've faced with scheduling or stuff like that within the cast or scripts, because some of our cast was only available on weekends, and it was just kind of those scenes or locations were a result of factors happening. So they were kind of a result of necessity more than wanting them to be the primary location, I guess. But I like the way that they turned out. I think that they look good, and I was happy to provide them, so.
Yeah, no, I just remember going to the garden, and I was like, wow, like, this is, it was just such an interesting layout, and it was also cool you were just willing to, like, provide that space, and even same with the bar, the movie theater you work at. I was like, this is a cool layout, really interesting to, like, shoot something here. And how long have you been working at that movie theater?
Right after COVID, so about 3 years. Yeah, I know. I love working at the Ashland Theater. It's such a wonderful place to work. Yeah, definitely. We've been open for 75 years. Yeah, since 1948. Yeah, and it hasn't changed that much. We did some renovations right after or right before COVID. They like redid the whole thing, but it really does not look that different since it opened in 1948. But it's such a great place to work and watch movies. It's a one-screen theater, so it's just, it's a really great hometown theater.
And you don't live here in the city of Richmond, but you go to school here. So what is something that you enjoy about being in the city of Richmond when you're visiting?
I love the people. There's not that many people in Ashland. Even though the people in Ashland are great, the amount of people, yeah, everyone is really nice.
And when you look back at your time working on this production, is there any, like, skills in particular that you were hoping to achieve or offer? Like, what do you mainly want out of working on Burnout?
I guess just to kind of be able to guide people into the vision that they want to create. I know that Ash came into this with a script and a vision that he had for this film, and it was a very strong vision, very strong script, and I told him from the beginning, like, that's why I'm here. I want to be able to help you get the tools, get the locations, get all the physical things in order to execute this vision that you have, and kind of, you know, we're all a team, and I'm here to help you and help the team kind of come together to execute this vision. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of been my goal from the beginning.
Yeah, I think you've been, like, a great facilitator of just helping us all kind of come together. You're kind of, like, just keeping it all together, I think, which is really interesting because there's many different roles that come into play with this. And when you look at the other roles, do you think there's a certain position that you might say is underappreciated on the film set? This can be on our production or just in general, maybe a position that most people don't think about when a short film is made.
Editing.
Well said. Yeah, editors, they always don't get talked about much since it's all post-production, but they have like 100% the say of like how it comes out in the end. So you're set to graduate this semester. Do you have any big plans after graduation for what you think you might want to do?
Going back to the tax firm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably going to stay in Richmond for a bit longer. I do want to move somewhere. I'd like to move to Michigan or Louisville, something. Who knows? And if there was anything you could say to like future media production majors about getting involved, not just in this major, but also this course, what would you tell them about media production?
Have fun, but have a plan. And sometimes know that things don't always go according to plan.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice, because one thing with this major is you always got to be like adapting, getting new ideas. You can't just really rely on the same thing. And I've learned that from semester to semester. Like, it's really hard to go through a whole semester of media production because of the amount of different projects and also like how high stress the projects are and just how much work you have to put into them. So one thing I like to do is just take it a week at a time. That's something that really, because Milazzo, he always says, oh, we got 15 weeks, and then he counts it down every class, and like that alone can really help. So that's been helping me this semester. Yeah, so that's about all I have. Well, Lily, thanks so much for sitting down and talking about burnout. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening. The Burnout Podcast is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Network. While you're at it, go check out Bad Attitude, Common Talk, and Podline for more Revoice content. And go follow us on Instagram at Revoice Network. Thank you so much.